Greetings of peace, love, and solidarity. This is Uhuru Roe speaking to you on this 22nd day of January 2022 for the Buckingham Correctional Center in Dearborn, Virginia. The purpose of this recording is to share light on some of our elders who have been in prison for 30 and 40 years and who face the very real possibility of dying behind these prison walls under a right-wing fascist state government whose first priority on day one was to fire the entire Virginia parole board that was giving incarcerated people second chances. And then construct an entirely new parole board made up of former law enforcement individuals who opposed parole and second chances. The following is an interview with one of those incarcerated elders by the name of Pernell Jefferson, whom I met several years ago during my first stint at Buckingham. He represents numerous elders in the Virginia prison system who are parole eligible under the so-called old law, who have served 3 and 4 decades in prison, have severe health complications, have completed all programming, are deemed low risk for recidivism, and yet have been repeatedly denied parole for arbitrary and capricious reasons. Brother Pernell, please state your name and prison number for the listeners.
Pernell Jefferson, 101-6207.
How old are you and how long have you been in prison?
I'm currently 58 years old and I've been in prison for 32 years now.
Talk briefly about your life prior to prison. Do you have a wife and any children?
I was single before I was incarcerated, but I have a son who's in former law enforcement, who's married, and I have two great-granddaughters.
And before prison, do you consider yourself a family man? Were you a family man?
Yes, I was a family man. I grew up around six sets of aunts and about 20 or 30 different cousins, and I was always involved with them.
And you also told me that you were a college graduate. What college did you attend, and what degree did you earn?
I graduated from Guilford College in 1986. I went to Guilford from 81 to 86 in Greensboro, North Carolina, with a BS degree in sports management.
And what blew my mind is when you told me that you played in the NFL before you came to prison. What years did you play in the NFL, and what team did you play for?
I was signed out as a free agent with the Cleveland Browns of the AFC in 1985. I was on a 2-year contract. The contract didn't end until 86, and I was placed on reserve left squad.
So this is a difficult part, which has always been difficult for me, but talk briefly about the crime, the circumstances of the crime that led to your incarceration 32 years ago.
I've taken full responsibility for my crime, and I'm remorseful for it. It was myself, along with 3 other accomplices, broken in one of my ex-girlfriend's home and abducted her. And on the way back to Richmond, Virginia, her and I got into an argument and I struggled over the firearm, and I regained the firearm from her and I shot her. I've taken full responsibility. I've held myself accountable for my actions over these years.
And what were you charged with, and how much time did you receive?
I was charged with murder and commission of robbery and breaking and entering. I received 2 consecutive life sentences.
And you told me earlier that you and 3 other people were involved in an incident, another black person and 2 white people, but that the 2 white defendants never came to prison. Why is that, and do you think race ultimately played a role in that decision?
The 2 white defendants got leniency, and the other black defendant, he was only sentenced to 10 years, and he made parole in the early 90s. One can only feel that it was race-based, because there was a black defendant against, had a white victim, and 2 white men testified against me.
Yeah, because you have 2 consecutive life sentences, you had to serve 25 years before you became eligible for parole. What year did you first become eligible for parole, and what was the result of that?
I first became eligible for parole in 2015, and 3 months later I was given a 3-year deferral, which I could only come back up for parole in 2018. At that point in time, I was represented by Washington Lee Parole Clinic in Lexington, Virginia, and given another 3-year deferral. Came up for parole again in 2001 and was represented by the Criminal Justice Clinic from Washington and Lee, 2021, excuse me, and represented by the Criminal Justice Clinic at Washington and Lee, and I was just given a turndown January 14th, 2021.
and you've been denied parole time and time again, despite having been classified as a low risk for recidivism and having completed many, many programs and having a lot of support. Talk about some of the programs you have completed in prison and some of the people who support your parole.
The first program that I participated in was anger control management and gaining self-esteem. After that, I taught that particular program for 7 years at Augusta Correctional Center. I also was a co-facilitator and founder of Educational Strength at Augusta that helped delinquent juvenile kids. I took Thinking for a Change, PREPs, which prepare you for parole. I took substance abuse. I've taken victim impact. I've taken aggressive alternative skills, breaking barriers. I've taken comprehensive offender rehabilitation and DEV, developing emotions, learning values and ethics. I also, while at Augusta, I taught a class at Mary Baldwin University. Me and four other guys, we taught the class prison and punishment up under Dr. Carey at that point in time. His students would come into the facilities and we taught them at that particular time. Now, along the way, I've garnered many support people, including journalist Steve Gagrich out of Manhattan, who's an investigative journalist, the total community of Benson, North Carolina, where I'm from, former vice mayor of Appomattox, Mr. J.T. Williams, Minister E.L. Borkin of North Carolina, Minister Terry Young, former FBI agent, which I cannot name at this particular time, who I grew up with because I'm not at liberty to speak his, give out his name. I've had even support from the United States law enforcement. I've gotten support from the administration that was at Augusta and also at Buckingham, where I'm currently at, the treatment program coordinators, assistant ward officers also.
Okay, the elections that we just had this past November 2nd that resulted in the election of a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, and a Republican attorney general, and also Republicans taking control of the Virginia House of Delegates. And the first agenda for the administration was to fire the prior parole board and replace them with a parole board that's predominantly former law enforcement individuals. Talk about how difficult it is for individuals like yourself to make parole upon this new parole board.
Well, when I first saw the parole board and saw the election leading up to the parole board, the theme was not parole violent offenders. Well, when I was first sentenced, I was sentenced with the parole eligibility, and I've done everything that I have that the Department of Corrections has asked me and of my choice to reform and rehabilitate myself in order to garner the privilege of being granted parole. But now with the new board that are in place, I don't really see a way out up under them for the next 4 years.
So really it's going to take the power of the people to pressure the existing administration to let brothers like yourself go back to your family and community. So what is it that the people can do for you when you go up for your next parole hearing, which is scheduled for this upcoming July and August? Basically, what is it that people can do to show their support for you in your parole?
I would like for you to contact the parole board at 804-674-3081. Call in and support me. I would like to also ask you to call the governor's office at 804-786-2211 and send support letters to my representative, Mr. Tommy Bishop, and his email address is smallcaps, T-O-M-M-Y, at Henrico, H-E-N-R-I-C-O, lawyer, LAWYER.com.
Just to reiterate what Brother Pernell said, he said that he needs people to call the Virginia Parole Board at 804-674-3081. Also call into the governor's office at 804-674-3284. And just express your general support for his upcoming parole hearing and urge them to release him on parole. And he also needs you all to write support letters on his behalf and send copies of those support letters to his attorney TOMMY@rankonlaw.com. And you can put in the subject line support letter for Pernell. This is the end of the interview. I hope that you all will be moved and inspired by his story to reach out on his behalf and pressure those in power who have the power to set him free to give him a second chance to go back to his community. Thank you for listening, and we thank you in advance for your support.